Well, it is the post-Thanksgiving report, Sporting a Cause, with Willie Hallihan. Willie, of course, hosts the website sportingacause.com, where you'll find a whole bunch of information on fundraisers that are all somehow related to athletic events. But, Willie, before we get to that, I want you to know that Gilbert made the state tournament finally in football, but with the aid of Housatonic football players, because, of course, Gilbert, Housatonic, and one other school formed one team. So Gilbert finally made the state playoffs, but it was Housatonic players that helped him get there.
That's right, Marshall. And who would have thought, like 20 years ago, when Housatonic and Gilbert were terrific rivals and played against each other on Thanksgiving Day, that someday they would join forces to terrorize the rest of the league. It's great. I love it.
It's an amazing thing that I have to sit here, and Marion Chatfield called me on that and said, because I always joke with Marion Chatfield that she graduated from Gilbert. She said, well, now you have to accept my graduation, Marshall.
In one way, it's too bad that the kids going out for sports have dwindled to the point where schools have to combine forces. But I guess the silver lining there is that they join forces.
And they get to play,
absolutely.
All right, so I know this is a really quiet time of the year. What do we have on the Sporting a Cause agenda?
Well, we have a couple things, and they deserve some commentary, I think. First of all, Thanksgiving Day, as I reported last time, there were several turkey trot races. Among them was the Goshen turkey trot, which is always popular locally, and they had close to 400 runners, which is a huge, huge amount of runners in our neck of the woods. You know, for the Eversource triathlon, of course, they get thousands, but around here in these small towns, you get anything over 100 runners is considered a successful race. Well, they have close to 400, and it's a very challenging race, as I talked about before. It's a 10K, which is a 6.2-mile race, and for every mile of those 6 miles, there is a challenging hill. So you got six hills over 6 miles, but people love it. It's become a Thanksgiving tradition for many people. And anyway, good for all of them for hosting those races on Thanksgiving. Looking forward, yeah, there aren't many things going on, but starting this Thursday, the 2nd through the 5th, the first Bonspiel of the season is going to be held at the Norfolk Curling Club. Bonspiel is a name for curling competitions, and the first of the season is the Calder Trophy Men's Bonspiel. It's held at the beautiful curling facility in Norfolk. They make their money. It's a fundraiser for the club. The club itself is a nonprofit, and they make their money through the entry fees. It costs $400 to enter a team, and teams come from all over the place. There aren't a whole lot of curling facilities around. There's only one other one in Connecticut, and they'll travel considerable distances to get here. But anyway, they charge $400 a team. They stay for 5 days, and that's how they raise their money, because the public is invited for free. You can go there and from Thursday through Sunday watch high quality curling taking place. Their facilities are beautiful. They rebuilt their facilities after the arson fire something like 10 years ago, I think now, and they created a very, very beautiful facility. The sheets, which are the name for the expanses of ice that they actually curl on, are state-of-the-art. The viewing facilities are beautiful and comfortable. There's a stone fireplace in there. You're elevated from where the action is, so you can look down through the glass on what's going on. There's a cafe there. You can get something to eat, beverages, both alcoholic and non, and you can just enjoy it. And there's always, because there's so many, it's a competition, there are all these people that are probably sitting there with you watching the action who are curlers themselves. So when you're saying, you know, when you're trying to figure out what's going on, you say, you know, why? What's all that frantic activity of people brushing the ice in front of the stone? They'll explain it to you. So if you have an interest in curling, learning more about it, this would be a perfect time to do it. If you're just curious, same thing. Just go and enjoy a nice afternoon. When you're looking for things to do with your family on a winter day, that might fit the bill. Anyway, that's coming Thursday through Sunday. the 2nd through the 5th at the Norfolk Curling Club. You can go to my website to find the times. Sometimes the times change. You got to be aware of that. You might want to call the club if you're traveling any distance, just to make sure that the events are going on when they say they are. Next Saturday, you got several things going on. That's December 4th. The Jingle Bell Run 38th Annual 5K will be held at the Litchfield High School. The race begins at 11. Walkers and strollers are welcome. By strollers, they mean, pushing kids in strollers, not strolling as in walking. Let's be clear about that. The entry fee is $20 if you get your ticket in advance, and $25 if you register on race morning. This is one of those races where same-day registration is coming back. Not all of them have, but some of them. Prizes will be awarded both for running winners and best costumes. They encourage holiday-themed costumes to run in. This isn't a huge moneymaker, but any proceeds that are left will go to the Litchfield Park and Rec programs because they sponsor the event. Also, next Saturday, another holiday-themed race is the Santa Made Me Do It 5K road race. It's also a two-mile walk and a kids' fun run. This takes place in front of the town hall on the Bethlehem Town Green in Bethlehem, Connecticut. This race is part of the annual Christmas Town Festival. It's been run for years. The entry fee is $25 if you pre-register online, and $30 if you sign up that morning. And registrants should also bring a non-perishable food item to go to the Bethlehem Food Bank. Also, next Saturday will be the annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski and Skate Sale at the Lakeville Hose Company facilities. This is one of SWASA's major fundraisers. We've changed the name of it, actually, over the years. A lot of people who've been around for a while remember it as simply the Ski Swap, because originally, many, many, many years ago, that's exactly what it was. People would bring in a pair of some equipment that no longer worked. They'd outgrown it or whatever, and they'd swap it for something else. Well, it's evolved quite a bit since then. We've changed the name several times to better reflect what it is we're doing, but it's an event where people can come in and buy used equipment. They can also sell equipment that they've outgrown or no longer need for one reason or another, and we also have a huge amount of new equipment. There's a guy from Springfield who comes in. He's a jobber. He's accumulated. He buys out, equipment overruns from manufacturers, and maybe ski shops that have gone out of business. Anyway, he buys a huge amount of skates and skis, cross country, downhill, snowshoes, all that kind of stuff, and he offers them for sale too. So as well as hats and gloves and mittens and all sorts of things. So there's a huge, huge amount of equipment available to buy, both new and used. And if you have something to sell, say you have your kids have outgrown their skates or ski boots, and you want to sell them, it becomes a two-day event, because if you want to sell something, you come on Friday to the Lakeville Hose Company from 4 to 7. There are a bunch of us there to greet you, and you can consult with us if you don't know what to sell something for. We've got years of experience and to tell you what things typically will sell for, and we tag them. It's a fairly elaborate process because we want to make sure if a tag falls off an item, we can match it up somehow. So we put your name on the tag. Fairly detailed description of the piece of equipment, the price you want for it, and then we duplicate it on another sheet, and then we put it out with everything else to sell. The next day, at the end of the day, the sale runs from, we extended it an hour last year because of COVID. We're only letting 25 people in at a time, so we extended the sale an hour. Instead of 8 to 11, we extended it from 8 to noon. We're going to continue that this year. Anyway, at the end of the sale, you come in, and if you've sold your equipment, your used equipment, you get that amount. We don't take a percentage of that. That's all yours. Swasa makes its money. I'll give an example of how we make our money. If your equipment didn't sell and you didn't want to lug it home, you can donate it to us and we'll sell it next year. We'll lower the price even more so that it's even more price friendly. The following year we'll hopefully sell it and glean the benefit of that. We also get a percentage of the new sales. Whatever the new equipment sells, Swasa gets a percentage of that. It's my favorite fundraiser that Swasa does, because not only are we making money, but it's really a service for people. You take a family that has children, even one child, and they're involved in sports, whether it's skating, they're in hockey, or they're skiing, in footwear especially. They're outgrowing their equipment every year. They're outgrowing their footwear every year. And what they can do is they can come in with the outgrown pair of boots, put a reasonable price, $20 on it, or whatever you want. It's up to you. And hopefully sell it. But you can also find a good used pair of boots or skates or whatever for a similar amount. And if all works well, you sell your used, your unwanted stuff, you buy some good used stuff, and it's a wash. And the new equipment is very reasonably priced, too. So anyway, it's a great time. It's a very frenetic time, actually. There are people, if anybody's looking for something very specific, they need a pair of size 5 children's hockey skates. They want to make sure that if they're there, they grab them. You got to get there early. The sale starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, but typically we'll have 50 or 60 people waiting to get in the door just for that reason. If you're crowd averse, I would say, and it's not all that important that you get there early, then if you get there 9:30 or 10, things have slowed down considerably. It's still plenty of activity, but the crowds have abated somewhat, but it's definitely worthwhile. And this year, almost at the same time we're having our sale, theirs starts a little after, I think at 11 o'clock, the Lakeville Hose Auxiliary is having their Christmas sale right next door. So there's going to be plenty going on next Saturday. Friday from 4 to 7, that's when you bring in your used equipment if you want to sell it. Saturday morning from 8 to noon is the sale. From noon to 1, you pick up your money from what you've sold, if you've sold it, and or take it back if you haven't. You can donate it to us if you don't want to deal with it anymore. Anyway, it's a great, great time, and everybody wins. It's one of those win-win situations. I guess then we go to the following Saturday, the 11th, December 11th. That's going to be the first annual North Canaan Santa Chase 5K. This is going to be held in North Canaan, of course. It's organized and sponsored by Great Falls Brewing Company. The race starts at 11 a.m. It's a pre-registration only race. Unlike the other two races I talked about, your only opportunity to register is online. You can't sign up that morning. The entry fee is $27.45, and that's because it's a $25 entry fee, but you sign up with a service, runsignup.com, and they charge the $2.45 fee. It's an out-and-back race. It's not a loop. It starts and ends right around the Canaan Town Hall and the North Canaan Elementary School there, right in that area. And it goes up towards the Mass border on West Main Street. It's a very lightly traveled secondary road, so it's safer than running on the state roads. What I want to mention is this is the third event of the year that the Great Falls Brewing Company has sponsored. They had a 5K race earlier in the year. They sponsored a cornhole tournament over the ski jumps. Those two events benefited different daycare centers. This race benefits the Women's Support Services, all very worthy causes. And Chris Tripler, who owns Great Falls Brewery, is also Canaan's economic development person, the head of that. And so what he's realized something that I've talked about before, that when you have an event in your town, like a race, it can almost go unnoticed. Either people gather, it's usually a mid-morning race, it lasts for an hour and a half, there are prizes, and then things dissipate. It's easy to think that nothing else really happened, but I have a lot of anecdotal evidence to support what I'm about to say, that when a 5K race comes to your town, Canaan, Salisbury, Falls Village, wherever, you get 100 people or so, 120 people, that's a good turnout. Over half of those people are from out of town. And what they do is they run the race, they sign up for the race, a worthy cause benefits from it, but then they hang around, many of them. They'll stay for breakfast or lunch, they'll check out the shops, and they tend to stay long enough to see what exactly makes the town unique that they've just had a race in. So the economic, it's hard to quantify, but we know for sure that it happens. And Chris himself is a runner, his wife is a runner, but they're also business owners, and they're concerned about economic development in their town. So kudos to them for all of that. And that's Santa Chase 5K is on. I probably should interject here, Marshall, that later today over in Canaan is the Parade of Lights in North Canaan. That's where people are decorating their vehicles. I think it starts at 6 at Stop and Shop. So that's become a very popular thing. Many of the towns are doing that now, and Canaan's is as good as any. So. If you're looking for something to do on a Sunday evening, check out the Parade of Lights. Starts at Stop and Shop.
All right. And in Sharon, they're lighting the menorah on the green at about 4:30 this afternoon. And then everything else comes next weekend in Sharon. So.
And that about wraps it up, Marshall. Plenty to do.
All right. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com. Willie, we'll speak to you again.
Thank you, Marshall. You take care. Have a good week.